Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Rhine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Gulick reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Blue reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaston moves to second. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0 for 2 in the game. Skerritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaston moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to home. Heving drops the ball. Kress scores. Schult moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Ed Connolly now catching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo moves to third. Farrell moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. Schult moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Hal Ryan. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler now playing shortstop. Frank Buschi now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 3 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball towards left. Gosselin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gosselin. Scarrett moves to third. Webb moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scarrett scores. Webb scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Bushy covering, for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bushy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bushy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 4 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Skarrat moves to third. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.